Set me to go, the girl said, and you'll have a gold guinea. Valby sighed and shook his head. If this creature had a gold guinea on her, it was sure proof she'd been bug hunting, as young Johnson claimed. Well then, the girl said, you shall have 10. Her voice now had a frightened edge. 10 guineas? Valby asked. That at least was something new. He'd never been offered 10 guineas before. They must be counterfeit, he thought. 10 is what I promised you, right enough. Valby hesitated. In his own eyes, he was a man of principle, and he was a seasoned officer of the law, but his weekly wage was 15 shillings, and sometimes it came none too promptly. 10 guineas was a substantial item, and no mistake. He let his mind wander over the idea. Well, then, the girl said, taking his hesitation for something else, it shall be 100. 100 gold guineas. Valby laughed. His mood was broken, and his daydreams abruptly ended. In her anxiety, the girl was obviously weaving in an even wilder story. 100 guineas. Absurd. You don't believe me? Be still, he said. His thoughts returned to the flask in his pocket. There was a short silence while the tart chewed her lip and frowned. Finally, she said, I know a thing or two. Dolby stared at the ceiling. It was all so dreary and predictable. After the bribe failed, there came the offer of information about some crime or other. The progression was always the same. Out of boredom, as much as anything else, he said, and what is this thing or two?
A ream sight of a flash pool, and no slang.
And what may that be?
I know who did the train robbery, Lay.
Mother of God, Darby said, but you're a clever Judy. Why, do you know, that's the very thing we're all waiting to hear, and here it we have, from every blasted mucksnipe, smatterhauler and bugpicker who comes our way. Every blasted one knows a tale to tell. I've heard 100 blows with these very ears you see here. He gave her a wan smile. In fact, Valby was feeling something like pity for the girl. She was such a down-and-out case, a bug hunter. Lowest form of common and sleazy crime, and hardly able to formulate a reasonable bribe. In truth, Valby seldom was offered information about the train robbery anymore. That was old news, and nobody cared. There were half a dozen more recent and captivating crimes to blow.